good morning, everybody. First of all, as vicar, can I say thank you to everybody who took part in the service. It was wonderful, and most of all, the best thing about it was good fun. So I think we should give everybody who took part in the service a round of applause. And to Charlotte and her family, we say a big, big welcome. It's so wonderful to have you with us this morning. And a hearty, hearty congratulations to everyone in her family and her friends, and to Charlotte as well, because this is a very, very special day, because Charlotte is now a part of the worldwide body of Christ, the church. It's a very special day, and promises have been made, and those promises are very important to the church. Because as the church, we are a community that support one another. Now, we had that story earlier from the Gospels about how the disciples were in the boat. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I would not have wanted to be in that boat in the storm. I have been on a boat in the storm, and it wasn't fun. And ask my family, I am not much of a sailor. Even on a short crossing across the Channel or to the Isle of Wight, I'm useless. I get really seasick. But the one thing about the boat is, that tells us in the story, is there's the community of disciples. And they're in this boat, and they're terrified. And isn't that us in life? We're in the boat, the storm comes, we're really afraid. Now, of course, the story focuses on how Peter got out of the boat and his faith and all of that, yes. But I often wonder, what about those other disciples in the boat? And the relationship between the disciples and the community of the disciples. And their bravery as well, and their faith, and the fact that they worshiped Jesus when they saw him. And we as the church are the disciples of Jesus Christ in this age. And the promises that have been made for Charlotte, as she is now part of that great community of disciples, those are so important. And you are so all welcome as being part of our church. It's so good to have you here this morning and as part of our church. Now, last week, if you were here, you would remember that I said a few thank yous, but Jill wasn't here last week. So now I'm going to call Jill out. Now, last week, we marked the end of the interregnum.
We did. Oh.
And I said a very big thank you to Liz and the church wardens, and of course, everybody who's helped, but I can't individually thank everybody. I will as time goes by. But I want to say a very, very big thank you to you as a member of the clergy for all that you have done over the interregnum and for the way you have worked to build this community during that time. So let's give Jill. Now, at that time, I gave everybody a blossom or a leaf, and I asked them to write on the blossom or leaf what they were thankful for in the community of this parish. So a lot of people wrote on the back. So I've turned them over and stuck them to the tree, and I've written a summary of what they've written on the front. And the big things that come out are love. Love comes up quite a lot. Friendship, support. One is fun and awesome. Very friendly people, teamwork, welcome and peace, refuge, reflection, renewal. These are all things that people are thankful for, being part of the community here at All Saints. So this is a commemoration of that, something that we hold before our community as a reminder of all the things that we are thankful for. And You remember a few weeks ago I gave that first sermon about Moses, and I said, what is it? One of the questions that Moses was asked, what is in your hand? Well, now we have these things in our hand. Family, worship, friends, fun and awesome, loving church family. Just a few of the examples of the things that we have in our hands. And the next stage is to talk about taking those things to our wider community. And we already do that a lot, as we saw through Open the Book. The Open the Book team this morning, they go into school and they do that already. And we need to continue to build on that. So I'm going to leave this out for people to take a look at the back. And there's more work to be done on this, but I'll leave that for another installment.
Keep growing.
So, it is so good to be part of God's church. And we celebrate this morning, and especially in baptism.